Architect Paul Volkers presented the newly finished schematic design at a Thursday night meeting with the Library Board, Building Committee, and the public in the City Council chambers. The one-story gable-roofed library will be situated on the corner of Haugen and 2nd Street. The current site plan shows an 18-space parking lot with vehicle access off 2nd and plenty of green space between the new building and Haugen.
And the idea is that this will be basically a community park and some greenscape out in front of the library, and it sets the library off a ways from the street with good views, both from the building out and for the community to see the library.
The city's green space between the rear of the building and Birch Street was recently expanded with the donation of a large plot of land from local resident Polly Lee and her family. The structure is situated so there's room for a little expansion towards the city's power plant.
It's a gable end at that end, and you just have trusses, and so you could just, it wouldn't be trivial, but you can open the wall up and keep on going and make it longer and get more stack length, that sort of thing.
Starting at the entryway, Volkers walked the group through the floor plan.
You come through this sort of strong, obvious front door area. It's going to have an Arctic entry with a lot of glass around this. So again, it's kind of like a welcoming, like a lighthouse or a lantern in the evening or something. Obvious that the building is open. You come in through, and on either side will be some benches and coat and boot areas. So you have a pretty good transition zone, especially for kids and things, to shake off the mud, take off the boots, and come on in.
Then there are small restrooms on each side of the entry hall, followed by a curved circulation desk overlooking the main door, the entrance to the children's area, and a space that can be used for seating computers and showcasing new releases. The children's book room would be visible from the rest of the library.
And it's a large, self-contained space. It's hard to see from the plan, but this entire stretch of dividing wall would be done with plate glass. So it's just simple structural plate glass so that you can see in and see and be seen, and there's a good sense of connection with the kid and kid area, but you get the benefit of acoustic separation.
The design includes a large and small meeting room as well as a staff office space and storage. The largest section is for the stacks of books, of course, and it's slightly lower than the rest of the floor plan. It extends the length of the building and roughly half the width with a high ceiling and lots of windows overlooking Hammer Slough.
There's a 2-foot height separation between sort of the upper part of the plan and the lower part of the plan. And what happens is the building, this front face, then is again the closest to Hammer Slough and the view out through the trees and things, it's actually set down a couple feet. And there was a sense when this was presented as an option that created quite a bit of kind of a cozy intimacy and a lot of sort of privacy of the seating groups for people when they're in the building.
The new stacks would have about 30% more capacity for materials than the current library. The building would also be set up for wireless access, and there would be computer catalogs located in several areas. There's also a large area that could serve as a public meeting room, like the City Council chambers.
This is a little over 1,000 square feet, so it's very similar to the room we're in right now, and the idea is that it's the functional equivalent of this room, probably holding city council meetings and other kind of general community meetings. It has another feature. This entire wall here is set up to be kind of accordion wall or a folding wall. So this can be pulled back and it tucks into this area. So this entire zone can be opened up for even bigger meetings or kind of an overflow or special event kind of operation in the library.
The building's meant to be well insulated and highly energy efficient with electric utilities and quality materials to cut down on maintenance costs over the life of the structure. Some of the suggestions from Thursday's meeting included more parking for cars and a covered area for bikes and strollers. There was also some concern that the building was situated in such a way that it left little room for expansion on the large site. Dave Reamer was an advocate for the city's original plan of a combined library and museum building.
What we've done is we've put a building on the site in such a way that we've eaten up a site and we haven't allowed enough opportunity for additional facilities to be put on that same site. And you have a downtown city lot. It's pretty big, really, and that we've cut off the opportunity to do anything else with it. And that's a concern. I think that the city has to. That's not probably a concern of you, but it's a concern that the city and the library have to consider there.
The latest footprint for the building is just under 9,600 square feet, which is larger than the 8,800 square foot design presented in March of 2008. The cost estimate is also up. It was about $5 million then, now it's $6.2 million. According to librarian Tara Alcock, project planners are hoping to secure half of that from a new legislative grant program with a 20% match from the city. Alcock says they are trying to avoid the need for a ballot measure to raise the local match.
We're trying to keep it off the ballot because we're trying to keep that number low.
$600,000,
yeah,
basically.
We're hoping that when the regs are formulated for the match that we can use things like the fact that the city has given us the property as part of that 20% match. But as far as we know, they haven't gotten that detailed in the regulations yet. We're going to look for as many in-kind matches to meet that 20% as the regs would allow us to keep that cash match for the community loan.
Alcock pointed out, though, that state lawmakers have not yet actually approved spending any money on the new library grant program. District A Senator Bert Stedman co-chairs the Senate Finance Committee. In an interview with KFSK, Stedman was hopeful the program would get some initial funding this year.
And then the department will go ahead and rank the library requests. I expect him to be somewhere around $10-15 million. But we'll wait and see how that shakes out. And we'll go forward with hopefully moving some libraries forward around the state. The library of yesteryear is not like the library of today. So that, you know, there needs to be some improvements. And clearly the library in Petersburg, that's the same library that was here when I was a child here in the 60s going to school. So I think it's time for an upgrade.
If the legislative money comes through for Petersburg, library planners would seek additional grants and donations to secure the remainder of the funding and, ideally, begin construction in 2011. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.